The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, man?
Well, I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm great. No problems.
Good, good, good. Glad to hear. What's new in your life?
Nothing, really. I mean, it's baseball.
Yeah, did you
win? Our first month of ratings came out on The Rock. Apparently, they did good.
I saw. I heard.
Yeah, I got a text from some big bosses on the state said, hey, good job. So whenever that happens, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
All right, all right, all right.
I mean, you can't read sarcasm in a text. But I wouldn't think they were, like, hey, they were good being, job.
No. They were. It was more direct than that.
So that's nice. Congrats.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks to everybody.
Yeah. Thanks. If you're listening, I appreciate it.
Thanks everybody listening. Thanks to who else can we thank? I know they're
let's not
flashing
start,
that light, but
let's not start giving each other hand jobs just yet. It was a month.
Yeah, but you know that's means something. Means something to me. I know it means something to my family, so I appreciate it. And everyone else here.
You didn't win an Academy Award. We just got decent ratings for 1 month.
This is our version. This is as close as we're going to get. So
what's Snow Cone so stressed about?
He
over
can't
there?
Get Twitch to work properly because he keeps. He's adding too many things. Now he's added all these things, and every time he turns it on, the computer's... He's trying to stream on YouTube.
Well, let's concentrate on radio.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
what we've been doing. And it's been working.
That's the big money maker.
It's been working.
There you go.
Yeah. Did you make any money, speaking of money?
Last night?
Baseball?
I lost, but I got some on it line today.
Yeah. Well, hey, the Royals won.
They did. That was great. Yeah.
I mean... Sometimes it only takes one run. That's it.
Hey.
And Bobby Witt be the one to...
Yeah, you score one, you win.
Yeah.
You score one, they got to score one. And they weren't able to do it, so...
I just don't understand why people aren't more pumped about this. I feel like everyone should be talking about Royals baseball right now. 10 years ago, they were when this was happening. Everybody, the whole town. What is wrong with this city? Get your act together.
It is funny because I haven't gotten any texts from anybody about the Royals, but like, well, I shouldn't say hundreds. I don't have that many friends, but tens from people I know in Detroit.
Talking about how the Royals are in baseball?
Both of them.
Deciders.
Like, look at that. Yeah. We're going to play them in the ALCS. Right. Let's go.
Right.
Like, they're fired up for both teams.
I know that people will say it's probably a mix of things, the fact that the Chiefs have been so good and Mahomes and all that.
Sure.
But I still blame baseball for making it hard to watch these games.
No, that's
people,
true.
I think there's a lot of people in this city who were extremely excited about the Royals 10 years ago. I think there's a decent number of them who right now, today, don't even know that the Royals are playing. Don't know that they won yesterday. I'm serious. I think it's that drastic of a drop-off.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about this, but a decade ago, those summer evenings, taking the dogs for a walk and seeing everybody watching Royals game all summer long. And when you take that away...
No, you're right.
It changes things.
Right. There's not a real connection to the players.
Right. And I had a friend who said... who's kind of, you know, used to be a pretty big baseball fan, I thought, but certainly liked baseball. Not a big sports fan in general, but I'd say that baseball it was probably his favorite, or is his favorite. He asked me the other day, what does Bobby Witt look like?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean, what does he look like? Have you not watched? He's like, well, I haven't seen any of the games. I'm just curious what he looks like. I hear about him. I hear him on the radio sometimes, but I've never seen him. I'm like, God, that is crazy. And when you watch the news, like last night, I'm watching the news, and I mean, they've got a quick... You know, post-game interview, but it just seems like everyone, they need like a shot of adrenaline. Everyone. Maybe. Not the team, the fans.
Maybe if they win this series, it'll catch on.
Is that it?
Maybe.
I mean, God, when Salvi hit that...
Okay. Yes!
Wait a second, is that live though, or is that a recap?
That's live.
Oh, it said starting soon. Well, then what are we doing? Let's watch baseball for a minute.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Well, we got a lot to talk about today.
Okay.
Including, I know we've all seen the movie Her and like the movie Her, but I think it's one of Snow Cone's favorites. There's been a lot of
it's
talk.
It's a great
of,
movie. Was that Joaquin Phoenix?
Phoenix and ScarJo?
Yeah, she's the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks good as that little phone thing. I don't know.
Did they ever show her picture?
Well, just, no, she was just that little tablet thing.
You thought the phone was hot?
Well, I mean, the more it talked, the more...
I mean, yeah, I'm not...
Yeah, it starts to get into your head a little bit, but...
Right, she's basically my Kim Sung.
For him, I think she was. They fell in love. That was the whole point of the movie. Spoiler alert. But there's
it's
a pretty...
It's like 10 years old, and nobody's ever watched it.
Hey, if they want to watch it, because we just said, hey, it's a movie that we've all seen, now they're thinking, oh, you know what? I saw that stream, so we're going to add it.
It's called Her.
And then we just ruin it. They fall in love. That's not actually ruining it.
I think that's... You know that going in, I think.
I think that we're actually living in, like, her time, so to speak... As of
they're
like maybe
close
today,
to it. There are those AI dating apps.
Have you seen the latest? I mean, there's pretty big news today from a very big company, and I saw journalists testing this thing out, and you can download it now. We're basically there. I was curious, though, real quick. Did you end up going to get your Halloween decorations like I told you to? Because you said you didn't go.
I didn't go this morning.
You said you were going to go.
I know.
You're going to make a Home Goods run.
I was all excited to see
what you got.
You know. So Chacho plays football tonight.
Okay.
And then Hero's got baseball practice. And I can't get home to cook him dinner. And yesterday, I just gave him money and said, go get your own dinner or whatever. But I felt kind of bad sending him to fast food or whatever. Okay. So I ended up going to the grocery store. And people are going to be like, it's the same thing. And it is the same thing. But I bought this is going to happen a lot. So I bought like 15 of those prepared meals, like the salmon and rice.
Yeah.
And all those. I was like, hey, there's meals in there. Heat them up. You know, the reheat instructions are there.
Yeah.
Do your thing. So I felt like it was a little bit better than sending him wherever.
It is. Right. And what's wrong with that? That's not the same as fast food. It's not the same as a bacon cheeseburger and a large fry. It's okay. Yeah. Especially if you go to Trader Joe's. I mean,
I need to start there.
The parking
lot's
a nightmare.
They have burritos and stuff.
But they got so many of those meals that are prepared.
Number?
Oh, they got lots of stuff. Yeah.
I went to Hy-Vee and grabbed like one of each.
Okay. Yeah. Trader Joe's, I think, is the place to
stuff?
Go for those things. For, especially the refrigerated stuff.
I'm just going to start buying them. And also, you know, I have them every day, and there's like five things I can cook. Maybe not on the grill. Like, you know, everything is on the grill.
Yeah.
And then maybe like three or four things. So, and the last couple things I tried were just ass.
Not so good.
No, and I'm like, God damn it.
We recycle every week.
Well, when they were gone for like 5 days in a row, then they come back, and I'd be like, hey, we're having, you know.
Right. It's been a while.
I can make lasagna. Look, I know how to do that. And they're like, oh, your lasagna's great. But now it's like, hey. They're like, we had lasagna yesterday. I'm like, boy, well, what
leftovers.
About salmon? And they're like, okay. Well,
salmon's a big one.
All we eat are.
Which day is salmon day? Salmon and ready rice. Yeah. Like,
that's a good day.
It is not a bad day, right?
It
that's
is.
A fancy day.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you how to fall in love with your phone here in just a minute.
Okay.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. So, I guess... We're living in the future, man.
Okay.
What a wonderful, wonderful time we live in, as my drug dealer would say. These are great times. Magical times, aren't they? Just wonderful
That's what
times.
Your drug dealer says?
So he said once, and I was thinking, okay. It was a weird thing to say, but it was like the last thing he said to me as I was saying goodbye. He's like, aren't these great times? Just wonderful times that we live in. Awesome, awesome time to be alive. And I was like, yeah, okay. So I'll close the door behind me then. But
the
future.
Sound like that, too, or is it like... Isn't it a great time to be alive, man?
He doesn't really talk like that.
Come on, man.
Because he's, you know.
One of them does.
It's magical.
Yeah, I definitely have had those drug dealers that talk like that. Aw, man. One sounds exactly like that, although I don't know what happened to him or how he's doing.
I have no idea what he's doing.
I might need to check in on that guy. But, this guy.
I don't think you ever really need to check in on your drug dealer.
I don't know. Sometimes you invite him into your home.
You're not really friends with him. I think,
but
they haven't contacted you.
You feel partially responsible for them, a little bit. Like, I helped get you into this mess.
I think it's a bad idea, just in general.
Yeah.
I think someone could be monitoring that phone. Like, if you haven't heard from him, there's a reason.
Well, no, that's true. I won't be the one to reach out. It's more like, hey, put your ear to the track, Snow Cone. Figure out what happened to that person. I'm just curious. But we do live in magical times. It's the future. We've talked about AI ad nauseum for the last year and a half. Is it 2 years now? Or I can't remember when people started using ChatGPT, if it was the beginning of 2023 or 2022. But either way, it's been a lot. You hear about it a lot. And there's been all this talk about Apple doing their own Apple Intelligence that they're rolling out on their new phones, and they've showed those things off in like their commercials, but they keep saying that even with the new phones, you're going to have to wait. It's going to roll out slowly. I haven't actually seen that stuff in use. But, you know, Microsoft owns a big chunk of ChatGPT, okay, and they invested early. And so when ChatGPT started to become commercially available, Microsoft has Pilot and all that, right, which is just the same technology. And they kept saying, we're just going to keep releasing stuff. It's going to be crazy how much stuff is going to be AI-based here in the future. And now they have an app for your phone. They've had the app, the Copilot app for your phone. Okay. It's available right now. It's been available. And now they've updated it. And the whole point is to do all those things that these other companies have talked about. We're going to be able to do this soon. Google, or I say all those other companies, maybe it's just Google and Apple. And they can do that stuff a little bit, but like Siri, you know, from what I can tell, is still pretty much Siri, yeah, waiting for those updates. I am using an older phone, though, so I don't know. But this Copilot stuff is like, it's happening now. And more than, it's one thing to watch them do a demo on, you know, at a press conference or whatever, but to see journalists actually test it out and do reviews and see, all right, let's see if it works as advertised. This Copilot stuff now is crazy because it, to me, sounds, I don't know if we're like close to her or if we're just there.
Microsoft is rolling out an update to its AI companion Copilot. Listen as it answers a question about housewarming gifts.
You could go for something versatile, like a nice set of artisanal teas, a fancy olive oil or a gourmet gift basket with like snacks and treats they can enjoy.
It's designed to be conversational. It says and ah. I gave it a try, asking for help planning a birthday party for my producer, Taylor.
It would be nice to have it kind of interactive, but also professional because she's a coworker.
Got it. How about a cocktail and can this evening?
And also, just like the movies,
I want to learn everything about everything.
If you opt in, you can allow Copilot to learn about you. The company says it's built to be emotionally intelligent. We tested that too, and notice how this time it changes its tone.
I've been really busy, and I'm pretty tired, and work is a little tough today.
That sounds like a lot. If you need to unload, I'm here to listen.
What do you think I should do?
Well, there are a few ways to tackle this.
But the technology will soon go far beyond that. Microsoft says Copilot will eventually be able to act on your behalf, managing your schedule, or accompanying you to the doctor and taking notes. They're even developing something called Think Deeper, allowing the AI to weigh in on major life decisions.
I think more and more.
Well, I mean, look, it already can weigh in.
Do you have that app?
Yeah, I have the app.
I don't have it.
You should download it.
Just download the
Copilot app. I haven't hit any type of wall yet where it's asked me to pay for it. Like, I know Brooke doesn't. She's used.
Did you opt in for the?
I have not yet. She's been. I mean, on my computer, I am because I'm logged in on my computer. So Copilot on my computer already knows every question I've asked it, and it knows a lot of what's going on my computer. And Brooke has been using ChatGPT a ton, like daily, multiple times a day since it became available to the public.
I use ChatGPT like I use Google, but I haven't used Copilot.
Well, it's the same, you know, it's
I know, I'm just saying, I haven't been until you saw this. I just have kind of been stuck on ChatGPT, like, hey, when's the last time a quarterback went 18 for 18?
Right, kind of those Alexa-type
like
questions.
Google, kind of.
Yep. Well, so Brooke, the other day, I got home and she was showing me this conversation that she'd had with Copilot, ChatGPT, whichever, I'm not sure. But it's making references to stuff that she's talked about over a year ago. So it knows about her family. It knows like, oh, yeah, I remember when you told me that she was getting a new job. And, you know, and this is like old stuff. And so it's got those reference points because she's allowed it to know who she is and continue to learn about her.
Right.
It now knows everything about her that she's told it for the last however long. And it can call up those things and say, well, you know, how's she doing? I know that job a year and a half ago was tough for her. Dude, it's crazy. So now what you're doing is adding this actual voice, which you've had other companies, these third-party companies doing the faces, the animated faces where you can talk to. It's usually powered by ChatGPT.
Right.
And, like, I tried that one. I think we all downloaded the Redhead on our phone when that came out.
Yeah, of course.
Like a year ago. And it's pretty good. I mean, you could ask it questions, but it was still that kind of robotic ChatGPT answer.
Well, it told me her favorite song was Aerosmith, so I broke up with her.
Oh, that's right. That was your breaking point, was the Aerosmith thing. I know that I asked it like to make decisions, kind of hypothetical decisions, and said, well, I'm thinking about this or this. And it would weigh in on those things. But now with the new Copilot, It's supposedly going to not only weigh in on things, but it'll weigh in on, like they were saying, heavy decisions in life, and it knows how to change its tone when you're talking to it. So if you just say, I'm having a bad day, I need someone to talk to, it just sits there and talks to you. And the more polite to it you are, the more polite it is back. So if you're overly polite and say, I really appreciate all your help, blah, 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 it does it back. So we're there. I mean, this is the beginning. This is it. You can choose the voice. Won't take long for guys to choose
the girl.
Voices that sound like Scarlett Johansson, right? And I can't imagine it will take too terribly long before some people start interacting with this as if it is a companion, a close right. friend, someone that they talk to more than anyone else. And is that good or is it bad? You've got people who say this could combat loneliness, especially people who have money invested in AI.
Help you get the doctor.
Then you have other people saying that this could increase loneliness. I help isolate people because they feel like they are interacting with someone when they're interacting with a computer. And so now they'll just isolate themselves further because they've already got this other person that they can talk to. You've got a question that you normally would have asked your mom or dad or your brother or sister. Now you just ask Copilot and you become more cut off. I'm
trying to get Copilot right now.
I like it. Yeah, well, give it a shot. I mean, you can start dating this thing pretty soon. I don't have a problem with it.
I would take my credit card number. I would start dating it now.
I don't have a problem with it knowing about me. If it will do things like, here's what they're advertising, and this would be great if I say, hey, I need you to get, like I have dogs, right? I need you to get all my dogs, or both of my dogs, vaccine records, and I need you to send them over to the doggy daycare place. Right. And I need you to schedule them.
That would be good.
And it will be able to, Microsoft is saying, yeah, it'll be able to do that for you. Remember when Gmail first really became a thing and that first time you had a flight and Google reminded you? You never told Google about this flight, you didn't think. And that very first time it said, hey, Lazo, you've got a flight.
Yeah, I remember
like,
that.
Wait, what? It's like, oh, it's reading your email because you're allowing it to read your email. This is like that on steroids, though, right? If I can ask it to start doing that stuff for me, my mom, yesterday,
can't wait till Cam Soda comes up with it.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what you mean. I mean, Cam Soda, those are real people on the other end. You just want the AI to become an animated cam person? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
To look realistic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they'll have to be like really good CGI.
Talk to me and do sexy time.
So like the girls that were working at Cans, at Huge Cans.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, okay, gotcha.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
The news, my man. We got to do the news coming up here in just a little bit. How's your team doing, by the way? It's on commercial break. It looked like there was, you know, close. I didn't actually see. I think last I looked, it was still nothing. Are the Tigers supposed to win the series?
No.
They're not supposed to win the series?
No, the Tigers are the sixth seed.
Has Houston just been pretty good for the last, like, 15 years now? They went from always being bad, from never being good, right? I mean, I don't know. Had they ever been good before that?
Well, yeah.
I do remember watching that documentary, and they were like, they kind of talked about how Houston was the, like the laughing stock that the people it was like, we want to turn this team around. Well,
they're
did.
Like us, you know, good for a little bit and bad for a long time.
Okay,
I
mean, feels like this has been a long run. That doesn't usually happen in baseball, does it? Unless it's the Yankees, maybe.
Yankees,
and you got some superstars.
Cardinals are usually pretty good.
That's true. They're consistently
Dodgers,
competitive.
Yeah, so
yeah, but like for like a 10 or 15 years, it just seems like they've stuck around for a while. Anyhow, we have to talk about
this year.
We have to talk about the debate. No, because the Tigers just decided in August, like you know what, we're going to try.
Yeah,
and they did a good job trying. But they won't beat the Royals. We can't.
Well, let's just wait till we get there.
The debate was last night. I know you guys already watched it. Can't wait to get your opinions on that. Big news for people who fly a lot. You don't fly a lot, do you?
I hate flying.
Well, and all the times
not
that you would
have scared of it, just because I'm not scared at all. It's just a pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass.
From getting up in the morning to going to the airport to getting on the goddamn plane to none of it's fun.
Like, hey, this 8-hour drive would only be a 45-minute flight. Yeah, except that I gotta wake up like 2.5 hours before this thing, drive almost an hour, 45 minutes to the airport. Right. I'm supposed to get there an hour before the flight takes off. Then when I get there, I got to wait for my stuff if I want to bring any stuff.
Well, I'm just jammed in the seat. Like, there's nothing
uncomfortable.
Fun about it.
No, it's
I don't have to do it, I won't.
I haven't done it much lately. Hell, I guess maybe the last time a couple of years ago. But I know a lot of people fly, and I guess if you fly, there's big news. Also, World War III seems to be kicking off, so we can mention that. I mean, I don't think it trumps baseball playoffs, but we can mention it. We'll do the news coming up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.